Hey guys, we're back. It's Laura and
Margs.
We're here to do a little bit more fashion chit chat, and we're going to start everything off with seeing trends in the wild. Yes. It's kind of like
it.
When you used to see your teacher from elementary school in the grocery store, and it was like, what is she doing? She has a life. She buys things.
She's an actual person. Not just on a
just like
pedestal, untouchable person.
Sleeping in her classroom.
Right.
So Margaret and I are going to start our show by just talking about some of the trends we have seen out in the wild. So Margs, what have you seen?
Well, just sitting here at this cute little coffee shop in Tyson's today, I spotted a pantless look. It was an oversized sweatshirt with a micro pair of shorts, but it really gave that effect. So it's as if you can rock it. We can all do that if we're feeling good, especially about our legs. Because these legs, let me just say, were quite sculpted and like the sheen that I've
they
not
were,
seen in
they
a
were
while.
Very well maintained.
Very
legs.
Well maintained. So I guess it is a very wearable way of
wearing
the trend. Very wearable way of wearing the trend.
And I might add, Margaret, it was on a man.
And it was on a man.
It wasn't on a woman. And he was wearing some sort of like retro looking short.
Right.
And he had a huge sweater. You almost would have missed that he was wearing shorts.
You would have totally missed it. And he wore it well.
He looked really cute.
I enjoyed it. And it made me kind of want to go, I don't know, work on my legs a little. Frankly, we're gearing into winter, but you know what? Add a pair of tights, guys and gals out there. Do some tights if you feel like you don't want to show off the bare skin. And we are leading into our layered season.
That's a great way, Margaret, to style it.
Is how I'm going to do it.
It gives it a little layer of sort of, you know, it's discreet, it's subtle, doesn't feel quite as bare.
Feels a little refined and, I don't know, a little less
exposed.
Great word.
Well,
so, what
Margaret,
have you seen?
Oh my gosh. So, I was at DCA at the airport with Ben, and, you know, it's a sea of like sweatshirts and jeans and, you know, a few people in business wear.
Running shoes, athleisure done poorly.
Everywhere. And I spot the chicest woman I've seen in the longest time. She looked like she was in some kind of like two-piece, like a shell and a long midi skirt. It looked like it could have been Marnie. It was like this dust, sort of this like light tweedy gray with like hints of color.
But
like
a whole, just a set
she
done
looked
right.
So chic. She had like this very short hair, and then the coup de grace was that she had these adorable J.W. Anderson black mules. And they were the ones with the big gold buckle, open toe. She just looked so put together, and I was so excited to see her. Ben kept on saying, go up and tell her, and I was like, I'm mortified. I
can't. I have to ask, what was her bag? Was it just a large, oversized tote?
I think she had just, because she looked like she was coming from a business trip, so she just had like an oversized,
something.
But she did have a nice little contained roller bag. You can tell everything kind of was put together and coordinated.
Cohesive. I just love how not only sophisticated, but clean and just crisp. And then the playful shoe.
The playful shoe.
So, like, everything above the shoe is just, like, just a clean palette. And I love gray because it feels sporty and athleisure-y.
And it's not black. It's not
navy. Just a lovely, I mean, that sounds like a look I would want to rock for travel.
Oh my God.
Like, I love everything about that.
Margaret, it was definitely like the golden egg. Like, I don't see people dress like this very often, and it really excited me.
I love it.
Well, that's a little bit, guys, about seeing trends in the wild, but we have a really juicy topic to get into.
Yes.
And it's really going to be riveting because it has to do with, drum roll, splurges. Oh my God. So we've all been there. Margaret, it's late at night. The kids are asleep. You're on your phone. You're scrolling on websites and doing online shopping, and then you pull the trigger.
You pull the trigger, and you are a little hesitant at first. You're unsure. Your heart is
beating
a little faster than normal. You are feeling a little bit dangerous, a little bit guilty.
Some anxiety,
but you just feel like you need a little outlet, a little treat for yourself after the long week or the long day.
You start imagining yourself wearing it,
yes.
Like what it's going to look
yes.
like with the outfits.
All the different looks. You've seen it out there editorially, that's a tough word. Is that a word? And you are just like, I want that for myself, and I want to...
And I want it now.
And I want it now. And it is very much an instant gratification thing. And you do it. You click. You
buy now.
Chances are your credit card is already in there, so
in
you don't even
system.
Have to go down to find your wallet from your bed, your beautiful, cozy bed. And yeah, so.
I think there's a few things going on too, Margaret. I think one of the things that's happened, and we're noticing this in the whole like shopping landscape, is there's become a simplicity about buying it instantly.
Yes.
Part of it is that it's online, so it's really accessible. You can get it right now. You don't have to go to a store
right.
and think about it.
Right.
And then the other thing is that there's all these payment plans.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
The dreaded.
The Afterpay, the Klarna. Oh my God.
I mean, so there are all these options and ways in which we can, if it is in fact a splurge for your bank account, say hello to Klarna, and you can spread out
your payments
accordingly and be like, okay, I got this.
And it doesn't feel quite as much of a shock, right? Because if you press the buy now for a $500 jacket, that feels terrifying. But if you do a Klarna and you know it's going to be like in
$100 a month,
it doesn't feel quite
or
as
every
scary.
2 weeks. No,
exactly.
It doesn't. And it so with that said, you are more likely to make the splurge, to pull the
Definitely.
Trigger on the splurge with that as an option. If you are Laura and Mark, shopping enthusiast, fashion
mavens,
thank you. And just we get excited about these purchases. And I have to tell you, I woke up the other morning. It wasn't even a scroll late at night. It was, I barely had one eye open. Because I had been thinking about this particular pair of Ghani slingbacks, big buckles, like kind of rocker, edgy, cute, black. And I, without hesitation, it was like I was barely awake. I hadn't even had coffee. I had like one eye open, a kid next to me in bed, you know, like, and I was like, bloops, and just Klarna'd it.
I know.
I mean, shamelessly.
It's a lot of, there's so many emotions wrapped up with it. I think it's
yes.
partly the sort of instantaneous part of it. The fact that you can get it so quickly and instantly.
Right.
It feels like accessible all of a sudden.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like something that's like really down the road.
Out of reach. And
you have
just
to wait forever till it goes on sale
yes.
and all sorts of things. But I think that, you know, I want to clarify that it is wrapped with a lot of emotion. So splurges
mm-hmm.
aren't just about spending money,
right.
but it is about spending money on something that you, like, really covet.
Right.
And you've been, like,
right.
brewing over,
right.
and maybe you've, like, been thinking about it in the shower. And, like, in your case, you woke up in the morning, and it was, like, boom, the first thing you thought of.
I need this in my life, and it isn't to be taken lightly. The splurge is not to be taken lightly. It's not a frivolous thing, right? There is thought.
There is some thought behind it. And yes, you feel guilty. You feel like, should I be buying this right now? Do I really need it? But that's the other problem, is there's a lot between the needs and the wants.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And so then my way of justifying a lot of when I have my little splurge moment is the cost per wear.
That is so smart, Margaret. Yes.
How often are you wearing it? And as the more you wear it, you do the cost per wear formula, the total cost divided by the number of times that you anticipate wearing it. And that really helps me to justify it, because then the cost really does go down and it makes it more of an investment piece. And that's like huge.
I think that's so well put. I mean, it's essential to do that, because that's probably where it feels the difference between a frivolous splurge and an investment splurge.
Yes.
Because if you're buying it knowing that you might only wear it once and it's going to sit in your closet, there's definitely more guilt around that. But I think when you know it's something that, oh, I can wear it with jeans, I'm going to wear it when I do this, I can wear it when I go here,
I'm going to wear it with tights and shorts.
Exactly.
And an oversized blazer.
Then
I'm going to wear it, especially shoes.
Shoes.
And a black flat.
I mean, it's not a heel.
No question.
You're going to be able to wear it with so many things.
For those of us who are running around, mothering, working, doing all the things, these are wearable.
And want to feel put together.
And I mean, thank God, flats are back
in a huge way.
I mean, thank you. To the trendsetters, to the runways, the designers. Who do you think started the flat? Like this, the flat's been around forever,
I think the flat,
I'm just going out on a whim asking you this question.
Well, I think the flats got like a resurgence because I think shoe heels are in two extremes. We're either getting very big and chunky,
platform,
or we're getting very flat.
It's true.
I think that there's been a little bit of kind of, we've been in athleisure and in tennis shoes for so long that I think we're kind of tired of that. We want to be in a more comfortable shoe. We want it to look good. We don't want it to sacrifice comfort with style.
Right.
And so I think the ballet flat kind of got a little bit of a new life. It was sort of reborn, but it's reborn in a really neat way. Like now there's textured flats, there's buckles, there's studs, there's mesh.
There's shade.
So it really,
you name it.
Exactly. And I think it just makes it more fun to wear flats
now. It totally does.
And it also is slightly less overtly feminine, like they're adding kind of some edge to these relatively delicate shoes.
And I love the edge, you know, just sporting that particular ballet flat. And I also love the delicate, too. Like the...
Like Rapetto.
Yes.
Yeah, the classics.
Yes.
Or Mansur Gavriel does that really beautiful. Or, of course, Chanel is like the, you know, the holy grail of ballet flats.
Absolutely. And even like playing with the metallic. I don't know. There's just so many different ways to do it.
So many options.
Do you have a silver one in your life?
I do have a Rapetto silver one, and I love them. And they're very delicate.
Right.
They're something you would want to wear with like, you know, a leather jacket and some like ripped up jeans just to kind of like soften it.
Yes.
And, you know, we talked about this a couple episodes ago, but the wrong shoe theory.
The wrong shoe theory.
So that's how that works out. Margaret, I have to tell you, confess about my splurge.
Oh my gosh, tell me
So I bought the Anina Bing textured, sort of like has a kind of Chanel throwback textured jacket. Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
To see this.
I had been hunting for it, but it wasn't on sale anywhere. And then if I found it, it was sold out. And I just thought, oh my God, I can wear this all season with everything.
Well, and forever. It is a Chanel inspired, timeless silhouette. And I just think it's a forever piece.
And you're wearing it with a
ripped jean, or you're wearing it with the shorts, the mini,
a long maxi skirt.
Right. You are just wearing it 100 different ways. I'm definitely inspired by your splurge. I have been coveting an Anina Bing jacket for a long for a while now.
She's doing such great jackets right now.
They're just they're classics. Like I feel like she's
there's
really
something very chic about
very
them.
Chic. And it, again, it's back to that cost per wear. It's the splurge. But it is the splurge that's a smart investment piece splurge.
And that's right? The difference,
being
right?
Being smart about it.
You can. We're all a little impulsive sometimes, but you really hit it on the nail. There's a difference between, like, you're buying something super random that you know that you may never wear again,
right.
Except once.
Right.
And then there's this the piece that you already are imagining yourself wearing all season long.
And beyond.
And beyond.
Right? So that's amazing. I love that you made that purchase. Please send me a photo of how, or actually our next episode we may end up styling that piece
and doing a little photo
a
shoot
little
guys
photo shoot. So I
then you'll see
out.
Margaret and Laura in the wild.
I love it. And I will wear my new ballet flat, my Ghanis,
which
what
I
am
cannot,
I wearing on top,
which I cannot wait to
I
see
love, I need to like unbox.
Well, I think the shorts that you mentioned with
yes.
the tights.
Yes.
I would even just do a simple t-shirt, like
I
a
could
white tee.
Do the tee.
And like an oversized jacket.
Oversized jacket.
And I
maybe
think you would look amazing.
Tweed. Oh my gosh, I just got something the opposite of a splurge, guys. So the oversized leather bombers.
Yes.
That we all need in our life.
And
a
they're
motorcycle
everywhere.
Jacket or a bomber, however you. Right. I was thrifting in Leesburg, Virginia, and I went into this little flea markety place, this shop, and I go up to the second floor, and I'm like going through the rack, and I pull out this amazing, oversized, saddle-y brown, tannish, heavy, I swear it was a former pilot's.
Oh my God, like a bomber.
Bomber in pristine shape. I tossed it on. Brown is definitely the color this fall. And
definitely.
I can't wait to rock that. So that's a separate photo shoot, but maybe we have two.
Margaret, what a find.
I'm going to send you the photo of this one, Laura.
Again, that's kind of like finding the golden egg,
and
you know?
And this one was $56.
Oh, my God.
So it's that's a, you know, different.
And you know the cost per wear on that is.
Oh, my gosh. We're down to, like, cents. We are down to cents.
Hear that, husbands? It's down to cents.
I love it. Okay.
Well, Margs, so. I'm trying to think what else. You know, I think the next episode we should talk a little bit about some of our favorite places to splurge. So some of our shopping suggestions. There's some online, there's some in person. I have a couple I can't wait to share with you guys.
Yeah.
I know you probably do for sure.
For sure. I mean, when are we not scrolling and searching for the, you
we're
know,
always
for
hunting.
The next treasure? We are.
Always hunting.
It's hunting. That's what it is.
Always hunting. Well, we want to thank you guys. We can't wait for next week. Take care. Check out those splurges.
Ciao.